Psalm 92 from verse 9. Psalm 92 from verse 9. Well, Psalm 92 from verse 10. It says, "For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Can we read this verse 9 and verse 10 together? Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Am I in the right service? I've explained many times that the better rendition of that second part of verse 10 is, "I shall be anointed afresh with oil." Because the freshness was not really about the oil, but about the time it was done. Oil from God, and any time it comes, is fresh. Are you with me? So, a better rendition would say, "I shall be anointed afresh with oil." And like I've explained before, David was talking about the different times in his journey when God anointed him. The first anointing came when he was in the midst of his brethren. He was 17 years old. And God distinguished him. Samuel came into their house and anointed him as king. But interestingly, after he was anointed as king, he did not become king the next day. In fact, that anointing, of course, brought him to limelight. It was because of that anointing he was able to kill Goliath. Are you with me? And that made him captain of Saul's army. And he progressed from there. And when Saul died, he was around 30 years old, and he was anointed again in Hebron. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 4 that David was 30 years old when he began to reign. So the people, the elders of Israel, came and anointed him king over Judah in Hebron. But he had not yet become king over the entire Israel. But the prophecy was said to him was that you will be king over Israel. But now he had been anointed king over Judah. Are you with me? And then 7 years later, after he reigned for 7 years in Judah, the entire elders and the whole Israel came and anointed him king over Israel completely. And when David was thinking about his life, he said, "Lo, thy enemies shall be scattered. All the workers of iniquity shall be destroyed, but my horn. Once upon a time, I was a shepherd boy in the house of Jesse, and my horn was exalted. And then I became the giant slayer. But that was not enough. My horn was exalted. After a while, I became king of Judah. My horn was exalted, and I now became king over Israel." Your horn will be exalted today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know you'll be asking, how and what does this have to do with me? You will soon find out. See, there is something called fresh oil. And fresh oil always produces fresh fire. I will get to that towards the end of this sermon. But you see why fresh oil is important. You need to know why it's important. It's important because if you are not careful, you can be living in the glory of your spiritual past. If you are not careful, you can be living in the glory of the past. Many of you have had strong encounters with God. Many of you have had times in your life when the glory of God and the oil of God distinguished you. But some people stopped there. Are you with me? Most of you have even had miracles in your life before. You have had situations that God came through. You saw the hand of God in such a dramatic way. Ha! You were like, there is God. There is God. But if you don't receive fresh oil, that may be the last. Are you getting what I'm saying? Please, are you with me? And so, from time to time, God will orchestrate divine meetings like this to push you forward. Sometimes, God will orchestrate a time in your life where you are going through something you can call a transition. And in that process, you receive fresh oil for the next phase. Oh God. Oh God. You can be carried away with what you wear in God and not what you are right now. You can be carried away. Please, are you with me? Look at what Jesus said to a church in Revelation chapter 3 verse 1. Revelation 3 verse 1. If you know how important what I'm saying is, you are going to see in this service, we are going to pray and touch something. We are going to pray, touch something, and I'm going to ensure that as many as I can, I will lay hands. Are you with me? Revelation 3 verse 1. You know, I heard a senior man of God in this country many years ago. I was in a conference and he was preaching. He said, there was a time God told him that Kenneth Hagin is about to die. Papa Kenneth Hagin, what they call him like the father of the faith movement globally. He's about to die. Go and see Kenneth Hagin. So he found a way. Then tickets to the US was not so expensive. And he went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to see Ken Hagin. And when he met Ken Hagin, all Ken Hagin said to him, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. And he said about 5 to 6 times. And he was wondering. So I flew from Nigeria to come here. And all this man was saying, he didn't say your ministry will receive money. He just said, fresh oil. Fresh oil. Some years later, God told him, without that thing, you would have died by now. Let me tell you something. Something that we cannot say, but we know. See, when a man has not received the fresh oil for another phase of his destiny, have you seen things like, you just say, why did this guy just die like that? Have you ever seen like things like that? Because he can be living, but in the spirit, he has stopped living. God. See, there is a way your life will be when it is in sync on that divine oil. If they like, let the car some salt and squeeze into pieces, you will come out. Kapalia mama. In fact, there is a way a man that is under oil will be in a place. Because of him, everybody is preserved. Did you hear what I said? As an employee or as an employer of labor, if somebody with fresh oil comes into your business, 6 months like this, you'll be wondering what is happening. The Bible says, and Potiphar was blessed for the sake of Joseph. Potiphar observed that, since this guy came, hey! What has been happening here? You know, one of the reasons why I call this teaching refuel, because God opened my eyes in the spirit to see that some people are driving, but their fuel has finished. They are still driving, but they are going on reserve. What they are living on is still reserve. And any moment from now, but in this service, you will receive fresh oil. This thing happens to people, it happens to businesses, it happens to individuals, it happens to nations, it happens to ministries. I pray for you, you will receive fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 3 verse 1. Can we read what is on the screen? 1, 2, 3, go. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God. I cannot hear your voices. Let's start again. 1, 2, 3, go. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. He's saying that you have a name. People know you that you are alive. But when you check what's really happening, you have actually died. He was talking to a church. You see, fresh oil is proof that you have learned how to continue with God. Write it down. Fresh oil is proof that you have learned how to continue with God. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So one of the keys to enter fresh oil is steadfastness. The ability to continue. Because if we don't have that, after a while, people will die away. You know, one time, when we started New Breed in Port Harcourt, an elderly man of God came to see me. Blessed memory, he's late now. As at then, when he came to see me, he had been preaching for 47 years. Did he have many years? 47 years. Then he began to tell me, he said, in the history of this Port Harcourt, I can tell you when 30 years ago, there was this man that arose from somewhere. They called him Papa This. Then this one arose from this place. They call him Mommy That. Then this one, he said, one by one, I saw many appear and disappear. He said, but God told me to pray for you. You will not appear and disappear. Fire, Jesus. You will not appear and disappear. Fresh oil is proof that you have learned to continue with God. And let me tell you something, please. Take this teaching serious. Are you with me? Take this teaching serious. Because, listen, it doesn't matter what is in your life right now. It doesn't matter how maybe you look at your life. You cannot really say, okay, what is my life about? You try to write, I don't have so much money. I don't have... nothing is really working. Some of you, even your spiritual life, you look at yourself, you are struggling to pray, you are struggling with the word of God. But let me tell you something. If you begin to touch fresh oil, after a while, everything around you will begin to represent the kind of oil you have. David said, my head that was anointed with oil, my cup runneth over. It was his head that they anointed with oil first. After a while, his cup began to get affected. Are you with me? Hey, you know, I remember my mom telling me when New Breed was starting, she was like, how will you, you're an engineer, how will you leave engineering, do ministry? I said, I didn't know when I said, it's impossible for me to fail. Can you say after me, it's impossible for me to fail? Because let me tell you, your surrounding will eventually look like the oil upon you. God. Your surrounding will, you know, when we were coming to Port Harcourt to start New Breed in 2019, and then I just resigned from an oil servicing company and I was coming into town because I left the oil field and I was coming into town. And the Lord said to me, this city is the city that the oil built. And I'm talking about crude oil. You know what I'm talking about. He said, this city was built by the crude oil. He said, just have the oil, everything will follow. Just have the oil, everything will follow. In 2 weeks' time, New Breed will be 6 years old. Oh, yes. Before, I used to be afraid. The account balance. No, it's not about the account. It's about the oil balance. He says, my head that was anointed with oil, my cup runneth over. A time will come. You that look like... the oil will bring everything. Oh, the husband, the wife, the open doors. It will be answering to the oil. Are you with me? Say after me, fresh oil. Say after me, fresh oil. Look at what was said about Saul. Saul was once anointed, though. He was anointed as king of Israel. But a time came, he so derailed from God. Remember what I was talking about? Fresh oil is proof that you have learned how to continue with God. Are you with me? You have learned how to continue with God. So Saul was anointed king. In fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, when Samuel was anointing him, he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? He said, as you are going from here, somebody will give you bread. Somebody will give you wine. Things began to answer to him according to the oil. But Saul derailed so much to the point that when he died, in 2 Samuel chapter 1, you will see David crying about him. He says, how are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen? He says, O Israel, thy beauty has been slain upon the high places. Hey! He says, O Mount Gibeah, let no dew come upon thee. Let no rain come upon thee. For the shield of Saul, yea, the shield of Israel has been destroyed, like he was not anointed with oil. See, when men derail from God, things now begin to happen. You'll be wondering, was this one not anointed? See, after me, I will continue with God. Raise your hands and say it with a loud voice, I will continue with God. Some people, they have not fallen into sin or backslid, you know. But they have settled and embraced lukewarm Christianity. They have settled. It's not like, you know, you talk to them and say, it's not like I'm a bad person, but you see this God thing. I don't take it. I don't carry church on my head. I don't carry prayer on my head. Today, that will change in the name of Jesus. It's a kind of Christianity that they are not on fire. Neither are they completely cold. They are just warm enough to get their needs met. Are you with me? Warm enough to manage, but not hot enough to advance the kingdom. Not hot enough to put the devil at bay. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? But the Bible says in Revelation chapter 3 from verse 14, it says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He says in verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. Thank you, Lord, I remembered. I said I was going to talk about this thing. Listen. See, if there was any time to wake up and be serious with God, is now. I still don't understand what I've been seeing in the spirit. But a prophet came out recently and said that God will end the world in September 2025. Who saw that thing? Now, people laughed about it and said, it's not how they said the world will end in year 2000. Y2K. I remember crossover from 1999 into year 2000. All the churches had overflow. I remember all the churches I was in Port Harcourt. All the churches that night, I was very young, but I remember very well. Hey, even churches that were closed had people outside. And then when we came into the Y2K, it looked like Jesus did not come. The world did not end. They were like, don't mind all these people. You know, the Bible tells us that we cannot actually say exactly when. The Bible even says that we don't even know the hour. But let me tell you, if we want to go by the signs, it can be any time from now. Are you with me? It can be any time from now. Like, the kind of things, the kind of signs that I'm seeing. No. This has gone too far. Of all the prophecies in the Bible, we have probably just about 60 or 70 left to happen. Out of about 2,000 something, we have very few left to happen. So if there's any time to be serious with God, it's now. And I know that God, there are some things God wants to do. Number one, God wants revival fire to break out from his church. Please, are you hearing me? He wants revival to break out from the church. I mean, a kind of move that people will say, no, the church is on fire. Something is happening. There is a fire burning. Number two, God wants to show the world a kind of prosperity from the church that will shake the world. I thought you would say amen. It's about to happen. And I see 2025 as the preparation year. From 2026, it begins to happen. The manifestations will begin. Amen. And that's why I'm teaching what I'm teaching. You remember I told you last week Sunday that I'm on a journey. That you should follow me, I'm on a journey. Praise the Lord. And you know when Elisha was told by Elijah, I said, if you can see me when I'm taking up, a double portion will be yours. In this season, your eyes are open to see. So he said, I know thy works, Revelation 3 verse 15, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knoweth not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not show. And anoint the eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. This was Jesus talking to a church. And he told the church in verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind. You see, the issue of fresh oil is not just going to affect material things. It will make you align with God and align with men. Are you with me? He's telling this church, you are lukewarm. And I was telling you, some people have settled. They have become lukewarm. They have become lukewarm. They know. Some of you are hearing me. You know. It doesn't really mean you have lost your salvation. It means you are not where you ought to be spiritually. Are you getting this? That's why Jesus said, I will spew them out of my mouth. And the Greek word for mouth there is stoma, the sharp edge of a cutting instrument. So when it means that I will spew them out of my mouth, it means that, please pay attention, they will no longer be in the cutting edge of God's plan or the cutting edge of God's program on the earth. I want to ask you, how many people that attend church today are in the cutting edge of God's plan? Meaning, when God is moving in a place, are they part of what God is doing? Are they in the cutting edge of God's program on the earth and in their lives? Are they in the cutting edge? Don't ask Samuel, are you in the cutting edge? Can you say you are part of those that are making things happen in the kingdom of God? Can you say you are part of those that are advancing the kingdom of God? If this scripture is true, there are many people that God has spewed out of their mouth, out of his mouth. Are you following me? One of the ways you know you are in that cutting edge is that the things of God will be burning in your spirit. You can feel the weight of God on your spirit. You are not just living for survival. You are living with the weight of God on your heart. That I am here for a purpose. I am here on the mission of Christ. And let me tell you, you cannot be here on the mission of Christ and God will abandon you. Are you hearing me? Can you say after me, in the name of Jesus, from this service, I receive fresh oil, I receive fresh fire, and I come into God's cutting edge. I come into God's cutting edge. Matthew 25 from verse 1. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Verse 3. They that were foolish took their lamps with no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. You see, there are periodic times in God's calendar where there is a cry, the bridegroom cometh. How do I explain this? So, there are different contexts to scriptures. There is the literal context. There is the prophetic context. If you study your life closely and the lives of people you know, pay attention. There is just a time. If you have lived maybe about 30, 35 years, you should have seen what I'm talking about. It's as if there is a season that just happens and almost everybody around you starts getting lifted. This person gets a job. This person gets an open door. Or it's as if this one is getting married. Things are just happening. Bah, bah, bah. Things are happening. This person's business explodes. Even in ministry, there's a time when a set of ministers, God just... 2020 was that year for a lot of people. And if you go and check, many of those people have been in ministry about 8 to 10 years ago. Okay, I'm on my own. Let me come back. It happens where there is a cry in the spirit, the bridegroom cometh. And when he's coming, he's checking for one thing. Do you have oil in your lamp? And the oil must be in your lamp before he calls. Am I in the right service? Yes, sir. The oil must be in your lamp before he calls. So it's something you are going to have before that time. It's not in that time you will try to get it. It's something you must have before that time. Please, are you with me? And he said, all of them slumbered and slept. So it's not that they were perfect people. Are you with me? It's not that they were perfect people. It is that they had something personal with God going. And even though all of them slumbered and slept, they were all not the same. They were not all the same. Even though they all slumbered and slept, they were not all the same. And when they asked of the other guys, give us of your oil, they said, not so. This is not something we can share. It's a personal thing. It is something that you have to get from God. You have to get it directly from God himself. It's a personal thing. Are you with me? And then, while they were going to get the oil for themselves, the door was shut. They'll have to wait for the next season. I am doing this teaching because God has shown me there's about to be a cry. The bridegroom is coming. See, prepare for lifting. Prepare. Many of you will see strange miracles. You'll be wondering, you'll be asking yourself, is this me? I'm telling you, prepare. Things will happen so much, you will see so much testimonies. At a point, you'll be wondering, what is going on? What is going on? But the key is, get fresh oil before the cry. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you see in this parable, the oil was required for their lamp to burn. So wherever there is fresh oil, there will be fresh fire. Are you with me? The oil was required for their lamps to be on. God has put me on a journey, telling me, son, it's time for fresh oil. And since last week Sunday, I began that supernatural journey. And I called everyone, come up here. So now, see, let me tell you something. I'm saying it now so that in the next 2 years, when they tell you, Pastor David, you don't join them and say he's using 419. I'm telling you what my secret is. It is fresh oil. Are you with me? Oh, yes. I remember when you are in this season of fresh oil, God will be dragging you to himself. Many of you have been having those experiences. It's as if somebody is pulling you to pray. It's like something is dragging. God is dragging your attention. No matter how distracted you want to be, when you have been with your friends and everybody has played and everything, after a while, something just comes down within you. I need to pray. I need to seek God. If you pass a place where they are playing a worship song, to every other person, it's just a song. But to you, it's as if God is dragging. Something is dragging your spirit. As I begin to round off, what are the signs that you need fresh oil? I've been saying it in bits and pieces, but let me begin to break it down for you. Number one, when you feel stuck, you feel like you are just stuck. You feel that you are stuck spiritually. You feel like in every area of your life, you are stuck. It's as if there's an invisible ceiling. The more you try, it's as if you cannot, something is just holding you down. Are you with me? That's a sign that you need fresh oil. Because you see, when you drive a car and the oil has finished, if it's a correct car that has a proper oil alert, it will not go any further. It will stop there. Anywhere the oil dry, it will stop there. Because before that time, it has been giving signs. It has been giving warning signs, but you are still moving. You are still moving. Still under number one, you feel stuck spiritually in every area of your life. You easily get depressed. Something just happens and If it was you before, you could easily shake it away. Somebody else will easily shake it away, but all of a sudden, it makes you break down. You easily get depressed. Isaiah 61 verse 3, it says that he will give you the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. So when the oil is lacking, joy will be lacking. You easily just, every little thing, you are overwhelmed. Why is my life like this? You're overwhelmed. Easily frustrated. A little challenge and you always want to quit. Easily frustrated. Please, are you with me? Those are signs you need fresh oil. Still under, you feel stuck. You feel like you are trapped. You know the problem? When you are driving a car and the car stops, you can know that the car has stopped. But spiritually, you cannot. If you are not smart, you cannot know. You may not know because it's happening in the realm of the spirit. Are you following this? There may be some signs in the physical, but the real thing is happening in the realm of the spirit. You feel stuck. Number two, sign you need fresh oil. You are putting so much effort, seeing little progress. Hey. Putting effort. But when you measure the progress and you measure the effort, it does not match. A sign. It's time for fresh oil. Number three, little or no passion for the things of God. Little or no passion. No zeal for the things of God. It's little. You rather watch a movie than pray. You rather watch a series than read the Bible. You know, you also know there are times when you want to watch a movie, but it's as if the word of God is drawing you. And of course, movies are not bad. I'm not saying it's a sin. Are you with me? But when there is always competition between God and something in your life, it's a sign. Little or no passion is a sign you need fresh oil. Number four, decreased manifestations of the power of God in your life. When fresh oil is in a man's life, the supernatural begins to look like natural. It's almost as though the supernatural and the natural has overlapped. It has overlapped. Every now and then you come around, you are hearing testimony. Every time there is something new. Are you getting me? At the point you feel like telling the person, not only you. Only you this one. Only you. You know why? The oil is fresh. And it's producing manifestations upon manifestations. Lines are falling upon lines. Are you with me? Testimonies upon testimonies. So, how do you get fresh oil? I want to say this. Number one, you must be desperate for it. You must be desperate. When you realize that you need this thing, you must tell yourself, I want this thing desperately. The problem is that, do we really value the power of the oil? You know, when you read the Old Testament and see the kind of struggle people had simply to be blessed or to be anointed, you will not understand. For instance, why would Jacob deceive, cheat, just to be the one that Jacob would bless? It's because we don't know the weight of that thing. So because we are not there, all of us were not there. None of us in the world currently were there the day Isaac looked at Jacob and blessed him. But from that time to today, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't know the power of oil. You don't know the power of impartation. You know, something happened in Abuja. A pastor came to see me. He said, man of God. So he came to my house, and he's almost like my age mate. In fact, I think he's my senior, age-wise. And so he came, he brought banana, granite, and fruits, and all those kind of things. He said, sir, I want you to pray for me. Please pray for me. I'm like, what is the matter? He said, see, all I want is lay your hands on me and just speak a word. Say something. I'm like, what is the matter? He said, our church, we have been looking for a venue for the past 3 months. Is it that we will see the venue, we don't have the money, or we have little money, and the venue we are seeing is so expensive that we cannot even make a deposit. They will even reject everything. Things have been so hard. He was complaining. I said, see, you know I will not want to lay hands on you. You're my friend. How two of us are brothers. I don't know how to. He said, sir, you are not my brother, oh. He said, sir, you are not my friend, oh. He said, sir, you are my man of God. You are not my friend. I said, sir, we are brothers. While I was still talking, this guy knelt and carried my hand and put on his head. He carried the hand and put on his head and said, see, sir. He said, just start talking. My hand is here already. Be talking. He was desperate. Then I said, Lord, according to desire, they receive favor. 3 days from that day, he called me. He said, man of God, we have gotten a place. They've given us the full facility. When he was showing me the facility that they got, I look at my own hand. I say, it's time. Are you with me? I took the hand and laid it on myself. Actually, not too long after that day, that was when we paid for our new venue in Abuja. You must be desperate. You see, you must be desperate. You must know that this thing is important. Israel knew better. That nation of Israel, they understood how spiritual things work. How can somebody be caught in a tree? The axe head fell. He did not go to find a diver. He went to find a prophet. He said, prophet, my axe head has fallen. And Elisha used to do miracle with style. That prophet, you can call him Prophet Steez. Elijah is the one that will be shouting, call down fire. Elisha, no, he doesn't stress himself. They told him, the axe head has fallen down. The iron head has fallen down into the water. He said, give me wood. He threw the wood inside. Wood that's supposed to float sank. Iron that's supposed to sink began to float. The impossible becomes possible around you. Amen. So, how do you receive fresh oil? I've talked about being desperate. Number two, which is like also as important as the first one, sacrificial alignment with God. Say after me, sacrificial alignment with God. Say it again, sacrificial alignment with God. So, alignment with God, you can write under it prayer and fasting, staying with the Word of God, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? To be aligned with God, prayer and fasting, the Word of God, intimacy with the Holy Spirit, learning to worship God. Are you with me? Service unto God, fellowship with the brethren. You see, even this one called fellowship with the brethren, you don't know that, eh? Man of God, come. When you understand that, as a child of God, eh? Your fellow believers are also anointed, though. And sometimes, see what I just shared, the story I just shared with you. And sometimes, your brother can be carrying the oil you need. Are you following me? Yes, sir. Your brother can be carrying the oil you need. So what God does is, when we come to church, man of God also come. Let's assume I'm the one in need of oil. And this guy is dripping with oil. This one is dripping with oil. So I'm going to come in your midst and make sure you gum me with your body. So this one is dripping with oil. This one is dripping with oil. And I come for service dry, having no oil. Come. Brother, how you doing? I collect some. How are you doing? I collect some. Oh, pastor, how are you doing? I collect some. How are you doing? I collect some. By the time I hug like 3 or 4 people in church, I will go back. Eh? Even though nothing has been flowing in my life, I'm overwhelmed with oil. Are you following me? That's how, if you are a person who does not take your church devotion serious, I don't know what to say to you. All those ones, they say, you don't need church. Don't worry. When you go to heaven, you will find out how much you missed. You know, personally, before 2016, I usually have dreams and see in the spirit. But I didn't used to see in the spirit in a certain way, like to be standing like this, and my eyes would be open. It doesn't used to happen so much. Until during my youth service, I met a guy called Jide. That guy, his great-grandfather was a prophet. His grandfather is a prophet. His own father is a prophet. Him, we will be sitting there like this, he will tell me, light's about to come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, light to Joshua. That was how we used to be. Who enter the bus? While we are in the bus, you say that one's name is Joseph. That one's name is Eno. I would say, my guy, now take him easy. And so we started praying together. One day we were praying like that. I was standing and I said, Judy, I'm seeing something. He said, hey, welcome. I'm seeing something. It was from there, from that time till now, it has not gone. Are you with me? God bless you. God bless you. Psalm 133. So let me show you the scriptural justification for what I just showed you. Psalm 133. It says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. Amen. Remember, the context is how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil that flows. So he's saying that if you are not in that system, when the oil is flowing, you will not touch you. Are you getting this? So, fellowship with the brethren. The next one, still under sacrificial alignment with God. Holiness. Say after me, holiness. Hebrews 1 verse 9, it says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Do you see that? So anything tampering with your holiness or with your work of holiness is trying to tamper with oil in your life. Amen. And still under alignment with God, personal issues. So if the Lord gives you a personal instruction and you disobey it, it can cause dryness in the oil. That was what happened to Saul. Saul did not commit adultery. Saul did not steal. Are you with me? It was that God gave him a personal instruction and he neglected it. He blindly disobeyed the personal instruction. It can cause dryness in the oil. Personal issues. Now, with all I've said, there are some people who do all these things I've just said, but it looks like the oil is not yet flowing. Are you getting me? So I want to add one more. Who knows about the olive tree and olive seeds? So, the way oil is gotten from an olive tree is that it is crushed. It is pressed. When they press it, when they crush it and squeeze it, then the olive oil will come out. Are you following this? So, that's why I said sacrificial alignment with God. All of the things I've said will bring you into alignment with God, but the thing that actually produces oil is when it's done sacrificially. Please, are you with me? If you want me to explain more, say to me, Pastor, explain more. So everything I've said can represent the olive seed. Fasting, prayer, the word of God, fellowshipping, worshiping, holiness, alignment with God personally. But there has to be some pressing. Meaning, what really brings out oil is when it is done in a sacrificial manner. So, what really makes people anointed or what really makes people have fresh oil? It is when, beyond their normal Bible reading, God is not telling them, read the Bible extra. That pressing, that extra pressing is what will bring out oil. Are you getting this? When other people will fast and break by 12, God will tell you, go to 6. Are you with me? Pray to 6. Do your fasting to 6. Every other person will stop by 6. They will get by 12. They will get alignment with God. But it has to be sacrificial alignment that will bet oil. I want to ask you a question with all sincerity. Those of you who pray and fast, have you not noticed that your prayer is stronger when you're hungry? When there is hunger, like this, no, your stomach has been completely famished. Your tongue used to come more corrosive. That one, you know, you'll be singing with all of you. All of you will be singing. But when you have swallowed 2 wraps of loy loy and cassava, you Lord, you are worthy. The Gary say, what are you doing there? Will you calm down? You want to shout again? Please eat. Say, pastor wants to kill us. But when you are fasting, make sure that you allow yourself to be pressed. If you are pregnant, don't fast, though. Please, you are eating for 2. Hallelujah. Allow yourself to be pressed. When it's not convenient, you still press. When it's not convenient, you still press. It is that pressing. It is that pressing. That extra. Please, are you with me? You know, who knows? I want to honor a man of God with what I want to say. Who knows Bishop Chinas Awosu in this city? Who knows that name? My stepdad, many years ago, had a challenge. And in that challenge was so serious, all his businesses collapsed. Everything collapsed. And so, he went to meet Bishop Chinas Awosu and said, sir, see what I'm going through. The man prayed. Nothing happened. Prayed. 1 week later, nothing happened. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, nothing happened. He said, He went and met him again. He said, see, we are suffering now. I am in debt. I don't know where to turn to. Any moment from now, they can come and arrest me. The man said, the way I'm seeing the situation, Bishop Chinas Awosu, the way I'm seeing the situation, we need to do something strange. He said, what should we do? He said, you will come to my house. 2 of us will go to church. And for 3 days, no food, no water. We are going to pray from morning till night every day. A capo rapakaya. So they stayed in church. 12 midnight, they started praying. No food, no water. Sacrificial. They were... Before they clocked the 72nd hour, the man's phone began to ring. Where are you? Don't you know that we put you for to come and carry these containers? Your name is on the contract document. Oh, you're still coming to Lagos now. He was still on his way to Lagos. They called him. Where are you? You have to run to Abia State. Before he finished, where are you? Run down to Abuja. The oil that comes by pressing. But Satan will distract you. When he knows that in that service they will pray. When he knows that something will happen. That is why, Jesus. When he knows that something will happen, he will distract you. He will do everything to distract you. That is what people in darkness know. Why do you think that many times the rituals of darkness look strenuous? Because sacrifice is a currency. Sacrifice is a currency in the realm of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, sacrifice is a currency. Look at Abraham. When God wanted to launch Abraham into new levels of glory, he said, go and bring your son, thy only son, the one you love. That is why even holiness, there is a level holiness can be a sacrifice. When the opportunity like this, to sin and you will get all kinds of pleasure, all kinds of money, all kinds of fame, but you decide that you will not fall in. That one is not just doing holiness because you want to be sanctimonious. This is a sacrifice unto God. That type will bring an oil of gladness. Are you with me? He says, because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore have I anointed you with an oil above thy fellows. Hebrews 1 verse 9. Do you remember? When it is by sacrifice, it's the same way God will tell a man, you see that money? Drop all that money. Drop it. So other people are like, see, it's not everybody. Oh, that one. Uh-huh. Before you say, pastor took our feeding money. I'm very scared to call those kind of things. But I know. There's a kind of sacrifice, sacrificial alignment with God. Sometimes it's sacrificial alignment with God. Time has passed, but you are still praying. You are still praying. Lord, let something rest on me. You are still praying. You are praying with tears. You are praying. Your friends are mocking you, but you are praying. In the spirit, you are pressing. You are pressing the olive tree. Are you with me? You are pressing the olive tree. But by the time you come out, fresh oil everywhere. Aye. Because there must be a shift in your life. Oh. Are you hearing me? There must be a shift. God has shown me that another set of millionaires are about to arise. That business that has been written off will come back to life. Yes. Customers will begin to call you from different places in the name of Jesus. And most importantly, your walk with God. Fresh oil comes upon it in the name of Jesus. Oh, that area you have been struggling, you receive fresh oil in the name of Jesus. I hear what I'm saying. From now henceforth, new level of testimonies in your life. You will begin to look at yourself and it will be obvious that you are in a relationship with God Almighty. The things that are possible to God becomes possible to you. Satan, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want to hear people that are ready to pray. In the name of Jesus. Rest upon me fresh oil. Rain upon me fresh oil. Holy Spirit. Oh, I cannot hear your voices. Say after me, Holy Spirit.
Fresh oil. Hmm. Kakopakaya. E kumbariasa.